So also, you soul, you can thrive there. In Vrindavan, the land of love, divine. How hopeful, how encouraging, how fulfilling, fulfillment giving, unestimable. Go, come back to Godhead. Back to Godhead, as Swami Maharaj has given the expression, back to Godhead. It was in a small booklet published first by our Guru Maharaj, Gauriya Math Ki Karen, what does Gauriya Math do? A very small pamphlet. They are back to God, back to home. Then literally Prabhupada used back God, not to God, but to Godhead. Because by the word God, the Christian conception of Godhead comes on the prompt. So Godhead, different conceptions of God amongst the different sections, sampradaya. So Godhead, that word was preferable to our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. So back to Godhead. Godhead, the source of all different conceptions of God. Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna, Godhead. Back to Godhead. Come home. Come home. Chinnanta Vishi Amritasya Putra. You are child, you really, you are meant for this world. Amritasya Putra. You are to live on nectar. You are Amritasya Putra. You are product of Amrita, of eternal sweetness, beauty. Your original connection with that thing, with Him. So, why do you pass your days in despair? Why you pass your days in trouble? Of different types, a long, long period. Help yourself. Try to live. Try to save yourself from all sorts of difficulties in general. Adhyatmik, adi bhautik, adi daivik. Scientifically, in these three classes, the miseries, the difficulties of our life may be seen. Adibhautik, from one man or animal to another animal. Adhyatmik, within the body, from within the mind, as disease or repentance, something like that. Adi Devi, famine, flood, there is natural dangers and difficulties. These are always disturbing you and try to work out wholesale liberation from the hands of. And that is the negative side only. In the positive side, you have to have a happy engagement. To your fullest satisfaction, and it is concrete reality. What you think to be reality, that you find that it is transient, it is stressless, you have got sufficient experience of that. But the proposal that coming from above, try to test it with sincerity. Panipat, that I have finished my searching here in this mundane. Janma mitti jarabhyadhi dukkho dushan darshanam. than honest inquiry, not to establish one's own opinion over the other and the quarrelling. Not such time to lose by useless quarrelling talks, discussions, to defeat one another in that is intellectual jugglery. But paripraśna, honest inquiry. And then the principal thing, you have to accept service. If you want company or association of the higher, then you should utilize yourself for their interest, that higher interest. You have to make higher interest of your own. Your lower interest, interest as you can conceive in your lower nature, that cannot have any worth, any respect there. But if you can have real, sincere respect for the ideal there, then you will go. You will be allowed admission in that plane, that you will go to live there, and not to make trade, but you are going to be a bona fide resident of the place. That nationality you have to take, not to rob and come back. Then no entrance is possible automatically. But if you have real charm, why should you come back? Yadgatthāno nivartante taddhāmu paramangmamu. That is my very sweet land. My land is very sweet, my plane where I live. And none can wish to come back from that land of mine. Ābhraṁbhūnā lōkā punarāvartinatino. Everybody will go by the outskirts of my land. You can't stand. You will all be revolving. But if you can enter into my sweet land, then you will have not to come back any longer. Yadgatthāno nivartanti tadhāmo paramangmamo. The Lord Himself is tasting as if the very sweet, this sweetness of His land He is tasting. My dhāma is param dhāma, where I live. It is a very sweet place, sweet place. And if you can come, you won't be pushed back. So it is a great prospect for us. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Madhurang madhurang vapurasya vibhu, madhurang madhurang vadanam madhurang madhugandhi madhushnita dhirtadahu, madhurang 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 dilla mangal se. He can't check his own tongue. All these things, sweet, sweet, sweet. His figure is very sweet. His face is more sweet, and if we can find a smile in the face, that is very, very, very sweet. And what should I say? Everything is sweet, 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 sweet. Madhuram, 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 madhuram. I can't say anything else. Sweet, 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 sweet. Charming. Bilamangal Thakur. And it is sin that he was a man of our type. He was a prey to a prostitute. And how suddenly, by the grace of the Lord and his previous Sukriti, a sudden change, and it took him to the highest quarter. So, however fallen we are, we may have a hope, we may be optimistic that we also may be taken up into that, into that which is dream of the dream, and that high. And, bless divine our home, Gaur Hari Gaur. So I finish here today.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Prabhujagacharya Siddhartha Sri Srimad Bhakti Vakak Sri Radev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Maharaj. Then
Aranya Maharaj,
Aranya Maharaj,
Radha Krishna Swami,
Swami Radha Krishna Swami,
Parvat Maharaj,
Maharaj, and Aranya Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari.
We're still connected. You're still connected. The microphone was still connected. What is this?
Is this cashew nuts?
What is that?
In this connection here, that stated that those who have taken sannyas from other Gaudiya acharyas, that whether they accept Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, the ultimate authority, be allowed to preach in the
Holy Treasure Prison requires us to change our angle of vision. And this to meet the future as well as the present. Whatever is coming passed by the omniscient and omnipotent. Put into test in circumstances as thinking it as divine arrangement. Divine. So we must cut which seems to be non-sympathetic, apparently. As in the case of every devotee when they are put to trial, their case was dealt in such a way. Such a way. Optimistic. Optimism is our goal. And we must try to bring the law within our own self, the optimistic attitude to meet the optimistic outside. Then we can attain complete liberation from the hands of miscalculation, maya means miscalculation. Optimism for optimism. Environment, there must be good under the guidance of the Absolute. And I must also meet with same attitude, optimism. From my part, no pessimism should be encouraged. Encouraged. Tattin kampan susunuk kamam. Vinyana eva atmukatam vipakam. Whatever undesirability we find within me, that is due to my previous maladjusted activity. And this is the policy by which we can finish the undesirability within us. By non-encouraging that element, but which cannot make me, cannot help me in the adjustment with the circumstance. That element must not be encouraged in me. So, atmakritam dipakam, that should be considered the action, the result of my previous undesirable activity. So the remnant must vanish as soon as possible. And the best way is to discourage that anomaly within me. That cannot make me adjust with the most trying circumstances. What if a general endowed with special capacity, he can devise ways and means. If he is surrounded by the enemy forces in any overwhelming way, he can make out the way for his own. There lies the specialty in the general. So, this way, however we are surrounded, we think, by the enemy force, the tactics given, the lessons given by Bhagavad, be friendly, be friendly. And then you will find that some immediate real help is coming to you. Don't be discouraged. Tattinu kampan susamukkamano. Because your sacrifice won't be wasted. The Suridam Sabbhutanam Gattamam Shanti Vichyate. The final dispenser, he is my friend. The final decision is in whose hand? He is my friend. So I shouldn't be afraid of anything. Anything. Go with the sense, my sense of my duty. Duty consciousness. Concentrate ourselves in duty consciousness. Karmanni vadhikarasti. Concentrate your whole energy to understand and to perform your duty. That is expected in you. And that will be your best key to success of life. And it is universal, not only for you, for every soul. Concentrate your whole, concentrate wholly, only what is your, to understand what is your duty and what is necessary to do your duty. Within that limit, you keep yourself and do it to your best capacity and understanding. That is what is required of you. And the rest on me, the Lord says. The rest is with me. And I am friendly to all. I am pleasant to anybody. So you may have reliance on me and go on with your duty consciousness. Great advice, a general advice. Hope to the hopeless, courage to the afraid. This is very nectar of life. Tattin kampan sushanikkuman bunyanai vatmukudu. Ridhivak bhaku bhir vidadhan namaste vibhesyo. Mukti padhi sudhaya. Very soon you will find that you are not surrounded by your enemies. You are liberated. Nidhayur, hariyo, nidhayur. Act in the living present with heart within and the God overhead. Go. And that is bhakti. We want to get bhakti. We have come out to acquire devotion to the faithfulness. To acquire faith. Faithful soldiers of the Almighty, of the absolute authority. The faith is our life, faith is everything. Faith in Him, that is everything to us. And go on. We want Him only, and nothing else. No compromise only with Him. Not any other proposal. That may tempt me to some other direction, but wholesale faith towards Him. And out of that consciousness, what sense of duty will come within me, on my part, I must discharge that. The rest on Him. The rest on my guardian, And I am to perform my duty. As I can understand that this is the desire of my guardian. This way. So we are soldiers for eternity, we may say. Die to live, soldier in the eternity, eternal life. Particular circumstances may face us, but we need not allow us to be tempted by any particular good result. Eternal principle we must follow. What we have got from my Gurudev, Gurudev, from Mahaprabhu, Bhagavatam, that Krishna consciousness, that is not any partial truth, not any the time sadhvi, necessity. But we are eternally wedded to that. This is once for all, we have given us to the universal truth, and we shall go on. We shall go on by the call that we hear from Bhagavatam, from Mahaprabhu, from Guruji. March on, only one road and the one slogan for Krishna's prayer. For the satisfaction of Krishna, we are out to do anything and everything. One slogan, Krishna Santosh, satisfaction of Krishna, the absolute Lord, absolute Master, the absolute good, what we are given to understand. We have to adjust accordingly in the road. I may ask me whether it will lead me towards that road. So I sincerely ask to me, and what answer I shall get, I shall do that. I won't be betrayed to my own dictation of my own conscience, spiritual. That will be our path. We may not be betrayed to our spiritual conscience, according to our own standard, own capacity, own stage. This would be the general way. And nehaya neha vikramana sasti pattavayu navidyati sarpama pasya dharmasya tayati mahatu bhaya. The danger will disperse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. This should be there to indicate my progress, so it will not be cowed down. I may ask my own conscience what to do, and whatever I shall find in my inner voice, sincere, missing, nahi kallan, kach kachche dhukati, tapal. The assurance is given there. So we have to adjust according to our capacity and understanding. So we may not have to mourn that I neglected my inner voice and I have come here. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. The mention says, doth God exact day labor, light denied? He is such injustice may remain with God. He wants labor that can be done only in daytime. When Milton was blind, in his sonnet, we read it, that doth God exact day labor, light denied? So, he is so much unjust that he demands labor from me which can be done only in daytime with light. And he will ask me to do in darkness what can be done only in day with light, with the help of light. So no injustice of such order can remain with him. So as much light given to me, with the help of that light, how much I can see, I shall do that, more than that may be required of me. That is necessary for me, for the present. So no possibility of injustice from his side. Perhaps we have to dive deep into our heart to inquire, what is my inner necessity? In such circumstances, what should be my duty? To enlighten me about my own duty, perhaps such hazy circumstances sometimes come to surround us. Gaur Hari Bol, the faith will help us to come out in flying color under the any eventuality. In this infinite universe, only faith to Him that can save us. The highest intelligence will only take us to that sort of understanding. Otherwise we are lost. However big, it is only an infinitesimal part of the whole. So one cannot be proud of his magnitude. However greater it may seem, but it's only a negligent part in the universe. So between small and big, there is not much difference. Only those that depend on the whole, they are gainers. They are gainers. Otherwise, big and small, the difference is very small. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Take refuge to the highest authority. That is to keep faith in his dispensation. That is the best policy recommended by Bhagavatam. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Vipadarshan tritashasya tatta tatta jagadguru bhavatu darshanam jatta tapunat bhavadarshanam Kunti Devi inviting dangerous position so that only in danger we can collect our attention to the highest degree to search for the answer, but search for him who can give relief to us. We can concentrate. We are compelled to concentrate our intelligence the most when we are in danger. So Kunti Devi says, the danger is my friend. So I want danger. I welcome danger. Helplessly I am to approach to Krishna with the highest possible attention. So I have calculated and I have seen, it is finished, that danger is my friend. Because I can be best attentive to pray for the help of Krishna. So the deeper vision of the circumstances, they are coming to help us in our position. The danger is no danger if we have faith in Him whose forgetfulness is only danger and nothing, no danger. We admit no danger but the forgetfulness of Krishna. That is only danger. There's Maya. Maya is only danger. Forgetfulness of Krishna. Forgetfulness of our guardian, our well-wisher guardian. That is danger. No other danger we should admit. So whatever will encourage me to be nearer to my guardian, That is my friend. That is my friend. We shall try to understand this line of help and understanding. Krishna, only Krishna is our friend, and non-Krishna is our danger. And not the simplicity, but not diplomacy, can give us Krishna. What is necessary that our sincere sankalpa and not diplomatic. Hare Krishna, Hare Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol. Hidai Gaurhari Bol, Hidai Gaurhari Bol. Krishna Nusandham, Mahaprabhu. That Brahma Jigyasa and Krishna Nusandham. Whole attempt should resolve into this general current. All current of inquisitiveness when it comes into one flow, and that is Krishna Nusandham. The quest, the search for Krishna. Search for Krishna, that is only one can see. In whatever form we have, do it. Search for Krishna. And sincerity in the search is the best qualification. Nothing else. Must be true to our own self. Own search, whether I am after something else, a non-Krishna or Krishna. We must ask, to ask clearly, and according to the answer we shall move. Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol. Hidai Gaurhari Bol, Hidai Gaurhari Bol, Hidai Gaurhari Bol. Krishna-nu-sandhāṁ, kaha-krishna, prāna-nāta bhajendra-nandam, kaha-yāo, kaha-pāo, murali-vadam, kaha-krishna, where is my Lord of heart? Where is my Lord of heart? Kaha-krishna, prāna-nāta, who can satisfy the quench of you can quench the thirst of my innermost heart, Prananath, and who can supply the vitality which is losing, fighting with the circumstances. Vrajendra Nandam, kaha jao, and he is Vrajendra Nandam, no other conception of Godhead, but the sustainer of life, supplier of vitality. Who can strengthen my heart, my existence? Prananath, Vrajendra Nandan Krishna, not in any other form. Vrajendra Nandan, divine love dealer, that is his nature, that is his nature. He is dealing with love. divine aim, attraction, charm, beauty, Brajendra Nandam, kaha jaao, kaha paao, Murali Padam. And he has got his fruit, divine. Which the tune of which, the sound of which, is always trying to adjust us, to call us to attain our respective duties, helps us to guide us to the respective service, the flute. The sound encouraging everyone to take possession of his natural service, that is self-determination. The cause is helping self-determination, giving the proper adjustment in everyone's own respective duty, the tune, the sound. Majendra Mandam. Kaha jao, kaha pao, Murali Padam. A loving and affectionate call to attend our respective duty in the adjusted infinite. We want Mahaprabhu show the way. Come in this way. always be eager to catch the suggestion of his fruit, from the sound of his fruit, where to join your duty in general or to particular time and place. The guidance will come from his fruit, and the sweet fruit, the sweet sound of his fruit, not forced one, the sweet sound, sweet call will encourage you to attain your own respective duty. I want that master. That master, Brajendra Nandam. I am searching for him. Mahaprabhu went on the way, advanced himself, and told us all to follow him. Kaha Krishna Paramat, he is master of my life. Brajendra Nandam, kaha jao, kaha pao, Murali Padam. The general call, the general sound of the flute of Krishna is such, and we have to listen to that and begin our journey towards infinite domain of love. We have all come out of our own respective caves of different type, and joined in a procession as if leading towards Vrindavan. A procession towards Vrindavan. So many of us want to go.